Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Greg Bordonaro with the Hartford Business Journal and the Connecticut Business Blend, Mondays here at 8:50 on WTIC News Talk 1080. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So there's like a, I don't even know what, like in a secret Illuminati or whatever, there's a secret group trying to save the world or at least save Hartford. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, so we reported that this summer that there was, you know, quietly, you know, secret, maybe that could have negative connotations. But basically, there was this group of corporate executives that were meeting quietly to try to sort of figure out what's next for Hartford. You know, is the city on a right path in terms of its economic development plans? So last week, this group sort of officially kind of, you know, revealed itself, is I guess the best way to say it. And it announced that it's led by Chris Swift, the chairman and CEO of the Hartford. You know, that's a good person to have at the top of any sort of corporate leadership group, a company of that size and influence. And it includes about 9 other companies, the Hartford executives at the Hartford, Traveler, Stanley Black & Decker, Hartford Healthcare, Hartford Steam Boiler, RTX, which is the parent company of Pratt & Whitney, and a few other companies, also an agency and things like that. And what they're kind of doing, you know, this harkens back to sort of the bishops, mid-20th century, very influential group of insurance executives and bankers who kind of shape the economic development plans. You know, they help fund things like the People's Bank Arena, things like that. So this group is kind of sort of reminds me of that. They're trying to come up with a sort of an economic development plan. You know, where should Hartford invest? Is it fully leveraging its cultural assets? How do we recruit more companies to Hartford? They call themselves the Vision Committee, and they hired a company called Street Sense, which is a national design and urban strategy firm, to do sort of a comprehensive study on downtown Hartford, analyzing its economic competitiveness, its cultural assets, its infrastructure, sort of market barriers. And it is expected to sort of deliver a report, some conclusions sometime this upcoming spring. We'll see what it says and what, you know, there's a lot of studies that have been done about Hartford, and, you know, government's always done studies and they kind of collect dust on the mantle over there. So, you know, will this, go ahead, Brian.
Is there any coordination with the mayor's office, or they're just doing that on our own?
Nope. Yep. There is coordination with both the town of East Hartford and the city of Hartford, also the Capital Region Development Authority, which is, you know, the Capital Region CRDA has been sort of the catalyst of apartment development. It's a quasi-public state agency. They provide some subsidy, or they provide low-interest loans to help developers do projects, mostly in downtown Hartford, also East Hartford. So there is public-private partnership in this. So, you know, we'll see what influence has. You know, the study, I'm curious to know what the study's going to say in terms of how does Hartford, you know, bring in new businesses to the city.
Yep.
You know, if beyond just insurance, you know, insurance is still a big center of Hartford's universe, but I don't think these insurance companies are going to be adding a ton of jobs in the future. What other industries can Hartford attract? You know, there were some efforts at insurance technology. That's, you know, there's been some activity there, but I'm curious to see how does Hartford attract more businesses? You know, we built a lot of apartments in the city, but to me, you need to bring in some new fresh blood in terms of businesses
yeah.
that will attract talent and, you know, make overall the city more vibrant.
Yeah, it needs a lot. I'd love some sort of moonshotty kind of thing. I'd love to see something totally. I mean, I'm really interested to see what they conclude and whether they let us in on it when they do release it in the spring. We're talking with Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal. The Connecticut Business Blend here on Monday. So the Republican American got sold to Hearst, but it's got a pretty iconic building in Waterbury. And what's the plan for it moving forward?
Yeah, so we just did a story taking a look at all these the major sort of regional newspapers in the state. They've all had their hard times, most of them getting bought out. So we had to look at what are the headquarters of all these sort of declining regional newspapers. Where are they now? What's happening to them? And so Republican American was one example. Obviously, they were purchased by Hearst. I think it was earlier this year or last year. I can't remember exactly. And they have the famous sort of clock tower building in Waterbury. Hearst has since basically moved out of there. And the current owner, which is actually the current owner of that building, which is the former owner of the Republican American, they have a plan for a new mixed-use apartment development. That plan hasn't been finalized yet, hasn't been fully approved, but sort of that's where that building is going. We also took a look at the Hartford Currents building, 285 Broad Street. The Current was in there for decades. It's actually been for sale for 4 years now. It was auctioned, there was an attempt to auction off a year or two ago. That failed. So they're doing a second auction coming up in December. And basically the starting bid price is $1. So the current owner, which is the owner of the Current, they're basically just trying to unload this property. I think one of the issues with that property, it's pretty big. It's 285,000 square feet. It also has an industrial component because the Current's printing press used to be there. I'm not sure that it lends itself to something like a multifamily conversion, which is, we're all thinking these days that that's kind of the most popular avenue right for a lot of redevelopment. But I think that building may not lend itself perfectly to it. I think the floor plates there are a little bit deeper, makes it harder to do apartments. And it does have that industrial component to it. So that property has been out there for a while, but it will sell in December. So it'll be interesting to see who steps up to buy that.
Yeah, and how much it costs too.
Yeah, so there is a $20,000 fee to pay the auctioneer, but basically you can get it for $20,000 in $1. So that property will definitely sell. And we also looked at the New London Days property on Eugene O'Neill Drive in New London. It was sold last year for just $1.8 million, and there's a new multifamily development.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Going on there. So a lot of housing with these old newspaper headquarters. There are some challenges. They're selling at a pretty low price. This is kind of interesting to where these buildings are headed next.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, a banking question. If they change the amount that the FDIC insures to $10 million, how will that impact banking?
Yeah, so this is a proposal in Congress. It stems from the 2003 sort of, I call it the mini banking crisis, if we all remember back then. Silicon Valley Bank failed. A few other banks failed across the country as interest rates went higher. And also these were banks that had a lot of investment or loans out to small tech companies and bioscience startups. And the risk, there was too much basically risk to these banks to con. When that little banking crisis happened, though, there were a lot of jittery customers across the country. If you had above the $250,000, that's the FDIC limit right now, people were moving money, particularly to the big banks, like you're talking about Bank of America, Chase Bank. banks that are viewed as, those banks are viewed as too big to fail. So, you know, the government would never allow those banks to fail, and people would lose their money. The bank, you know, the federal government would have to come in and backstop them because they're so important to the economy. So what happened was a lot of small to mid-sized banks that were doing perfectly well, had no exposure to tech companies. They were losing depositors to these big banks. And it was a big problem. I think that sort of stopped a little bit, but you know, they've lost some significant deposits over the years to these larger banks because of those concerns. This proposal in Congress is supposed to sort of stop that from happening in the future. The $10 million cap would apply mostly to larger business accounts because those are key customers for small to mid-sized banks. So, you know, a manufacturer who's worried about one of our local banks here because there's other banks across the country, that would make them less likely to, you know, move their money over to a different bank, maybe one of the larger banks, if there's this bigger stopgap measure that could back up their money.
All right, Greg, great job. As usual, we appreciate the time. Again, Greg Thanks, Bordenero, man. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great holiday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.